Right, so you know how we love diving into all sorts of spiritual stuff?
Always up for a good exploration.
Well, this time, we thought we'd try something a little different. We got a fun little quiz sent our way.
Oh yeah, the one from the spiritual Sikh, right?
Exactly, the Are You a True Hindu quiz. And we thought instead of just, taking it ourselves,
Why not break it down for everyone?
like a deep dive into each question and what makes it, matter in the grand scheme of Hindu belief.
It's not just about getting the right answer. It's about understanding why that answer is significant.
Okay, so let's jump right in. Question one asks, what is the ultimate goal of life according to Hindu philosophy? Pretty big question right off the bat.
It is. And the answer, option A, is attaining moksha. Now, moksha, it's not just about like going to heaven or, something like
It's
that.
got to be deeper than that.
It's about breaking free from the cycle of rebirth entirely. Like, imagine you're stuck on a Ferris wheel going round and round.
Okay, I can see where you're going with this.
That's samsara, the cycle of rebirth. Moksha is stepping off that wheel.
So no more ups and downs, just like pure liberation.
Liberation from suffering, from constantly being reborn. It's a state of complete union with Brahman,
Brahman
the
being.
ultimate reality. It's a tough concept to wrap your head around, but that's kind of what makes it so fascinating to explore,
For sure. Okay, question two takes us to a completely different scene. Which text is considered a dialogue between Lord Krishna and Arjuna on the battlefield of Kukshetra?
That would be the Bhagavad Gita option A, but it's so much more than just a war story.
Yeah, I remember trying to read it once. It's surprisingly philosophical.
So picture this. Arjuna, this warrior, he's about to fight a huge battle, but get this, he has to fight against his own family.
Real. That's a tough situation.
A serious ethical dilemma. He's full of doubt, doesn't know what to
I
do.
can't imagine having to face that.
And that's where Krishna steps in. He's Arjuna's charioteer, but also his divine guide. He's giving Arjuna advice, wisdom that goes beyond the battlefield.
So it's more of a guide to life's big choices,
Yeah.
even if they're not, literal battles.
Exactly. It's about duty, righteousness, the nature of reality, things we still struggle with today.
Makes you think. All right, question three, and this one gets pretty cosmic. In Hindu cosmology, what are the three primary functions represented by Brahma, Vishnu, and Shiva? Big players there.
Huge. And the quiz highlights option A, creation, preservation, and destruction. But it's not a simple good versus evil thing,
Yeah, there's always more nuance than that.
It's more like, think of the natural world. Brahma brings things into being, Vishnu keeps everything in balance and sustains them, and Shiva destroys to make way for renewal.
It's like this cycle of seasons. You've got spring, new life, summer's all about growth, and then autumn, things start to die back. And winter is like a time for rest, so everything can start again.
It's that constant change, destruction is part of the cycle.
It's really making me think differently about those old ideas of good gods and bad gods. Hinduism seems to embrace a lot more complexity.
It does. And speaking of complexity, question four brings us to a concept that's often misunderstood. It asks, what does karma refer to in Hindu belief?
And the answer, option A, is a system of cause and effect. But I think people tend to think of it as like instant karma. You do something bad, and boom, something bad happens right back at you.
Right, a very simplified view. Karma in Hinduism is much more than that. It's not about some immediate punishment or reward. It's about the consequences of everything we do, think, even intend, and how those consequences play out, not just in this life, but over many lifetimes.
So it's more like planting seeds. Some sprout right away, others take time, but eventually you reap what you sow.
That's a perfect analogy, and I think that's where the sense of responsibility comes in. Knowing that our choices matter, that they have a ripple effect that goes beyond just us,
Definitely gives you pause. All right, question five takes us in a bit of a different direction.
Yeah.
Which path focuses on devotion to a personal deity as a means to achieve spiritual goals?
The answer the quiz points to is A, bhakti yoga, the path of devotion. And it highlights the fact that within Hinduism, there isn't just one right way to connect with the divine.
Right, like there are different paths you can take.
Bhakti yoga is all about cultivating a deep personal relationship with a deity of your choosing, expressing love, reverence, surrender through practices like chanting, singing hymns, or just through that feeling of heartfelt connection.
So it's less about strict rules and more about an emotional experiential approach.
Exactly. It's finding joy and meaning in the act of devotion itself. And that's just one path among many. You've got Jhana Yoga, the path of knowledge, Karma Yoga, the path of selfless action. They all offer different ways to approach that same ultimate goal.
Okay, last question, and this one's a biggie. What does Atman signify?
The answer is option A, the true self, the soul. And this really gets to the core of Hindu philosophy.
So it's not about like our personality or our ego, but something much deeper.
Think of it as the essence of who you are, that spark of the divine within. It's eternal, unchanging. It's not affected by all the ups and downs of life and death.
And this connects to the idea of reincarnation, right?
Yeah.
The Atman is what journeys from one life to the next.
Exactly. It carries the karmic imprints of our past actions, shapes our experiences in each lifetime. But ultimately, the goal is to realize the true nature of Atman, its unity with Brahman.
Wow. This quiz has taken us on quite a journey. I mean, it's amazing how much depth there is in these seemingly simple questions.
It just goes to show even something like a playful quiz can spark some pretty deep reflection.
So, like, if someone aced this quiz, does that suddenly make them a Hindu scholar?
Of course not. This was just a taste, a little starting point. Remember, we're dealing with a mini quiz here.
True, but it's definitely maybe even more curious to learn more.
That's the whole point. And from here, there are so many directions we could go.
We were talking about those different yoga paths, right? The bhakti, jhana, karma. Do you think those could, resonate with someone even if they aren't Hindu?
That's actually a really interesting point. I mean, those paths aren't specific to just one tradition, right?
Yeah.
They're frameworks for growth, for self-discovery that anyone can explore.
So even if I'm not, practicing Hindu, I could still find something meaningful in the idea of bhakti yoga. Or seeking knowledge through Jnana Yoga.
Exactly. It's about recognizing those universal truths, the ones embedded in these teachings. Sure, the names might be different, the deities might be different across cultures, but the core concepts, those often resonate no matter what your background is.
That's what I find so fascinating about exploring these different spiritual traditions. Like, you start to see the common threads, the things we all search for, connection, meaning.
Exactly. And these ancient texts, these practices, they offer a wealth of wisdom that's there for all of us to draw from, whether we subscribe to one particular belief system or not.
Well said. This has been such a cool deep dive into Hinduism, even if it was just through this little mini quiz.
It's amazing what a few questions can do, right? Open up a whole world.
Yeah, for sure. So to all our listeners out there, we hope this has sparked a little curiosity about Hinduism. Like, this is just the beginning. There's so much more to explore. Books, stories, teachings, it's all out there.
Keep exploring, keep asking questions, and keep those deep dives going. Who knows what you'll discover?